بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this program, we're going to talk about the places of articulation. We're talking about the tongue. Here with us, we have Brother Muhammad Rizal. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, let's get started.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this program, we're going to first finish discussing the articulation point of the letters that are produced from the tip of the tongue, and then we're going to continue to describe the other letters that are produced in the different areas of the tongue other than the tip of the tongue. Okay, so we already went over 8 out of 11 letters that are produced from the tip and the top of the tongue. There's only 3 more remaining. We have the letters Dhal, Dha, and that. The place of articulation for these 3 letters is exactly the same. That means the place where the tongue touches the gum and the teeth and the plates of the teeth is exactly the same for all 3 of these letters. Even though each of these letters gives a different sound, but the place of articulation from the tip of the tongue is exactly the same. And this is where the place of articulation is for these 3 letters. These 3 letters are produced from the tip of the tongue, from the top side of the tip, and the bottom edges of the 2 top front incisors. In English, these kind of letters are known as interdental consonants. That means that the tip of the tongue touches the edges of the front top incisors, and the sound of these 3 letters are produced. First, let's talk about that and that. That and that are also occurring in English. That means we also have these 2 sounds in English as well. The that sound, in English words such as though, thus, the, the, the article the, they're almost the same as the Arabic dhal. That means the sound which is emitted from the letter dhal is basically the same as the sound that is emitted from the English th in the words such as though, thus, and the. Then we have the letter tha. Again, this letter, the sound of this letter, is very similar or almost exactly the same as the sound which is emitted in the words, in the English words, 3, bath, wrath, and 30. The difference between that and the is only in that being a voiced consonant. That means whenever the sound of this letter is produced, the vocal cords are close together. And when air passes through the vocal cords, they cause a vibration in the throat, and this letter is produced. The distinct sound of this letter is produced. However, for the letter tha, the vocal cords are apart from one another, and the vocal cords do not vibrate when the sound of this letter is produced. And the same thing applies for English. Words such as though, thus, the are the th in these words are voiced consonants. And again, in the words 3, bath, and wrath, the th sound in these group of words, the th sound is a voiceless consonant. Okay? So in Arabic, it's the same thing applies, just like English. Then we have the letter La, which is, which again has the same place of articulation as the other two letters that we discussed. However, La has a phonetic feature called Tafkhim and Isti'la and also Itbaq. That means whenever we want to pronounce this letter, the place of articulation is the same. But the back of the tongue, other than the tip of the tongue, the deepest part of the tongue, is raised toward the roof of the mouth when pronouncing this letter. And that's why when pronouncing this letter, there's a heavy sound accompanying this letter. And also it has itbaq. That means the back of the tongue sticks to the roof of the mouth when pronouncing this letter. And the other two letters, this characteristic is not present. So this is what distinguishes the letter la from tha and tha. And also we have tha and tha. The difference between tha and tha being that tha is voiced and tha is voiceless. Okay, so these were the three letters that articulated from the tip of the tongue and the bottom edges of the two top front incisors. These are known as interdental consonants in English phonology. Okay, so this was the letters that are produced from the tip of the tongue. There were 11 letters. We already went over them in the previous programs, and we just went over the three last remaining letters that are produced from the tip of the tongue.
So, Brother Muhammad Hussain, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran, and we're talking about the places of articulation and the tongue.
Okay, we're going to review the letters that are produced from the tip of the tongue and the top of the tongue, and give examples from the Holy Quran and the different verses of the different surahs of the Holy Quran, inshallah. In the previous programs, we went over the letters Noon and Ra. Noon is produced from the tip of the tongue whenever it touches the gum of the two front top incisors. So the tip of the tongue touches the gum of the two top front incisors, and the letter Noon, the sound of the Noon, is produced. One thing to mention is that Noon is, whenever Noon is sakin, it is only pronounced fully whenever the three glottal letters are after the Noon sakina. So whenever Noon Sakin is followed by any other letters other than the Halqi letters, it is not pronounced fully. It might be pronounced halfway, it might be not pronounced at all. Okay? And this rule, whenever the Noon is pronounced completely and fully, the Noon Sakin, it's called Izhar. And it's a different topic of discussion altogether. And inshallah, we will go over the different rules of Noon Sakin in the coming lessons. So this is the sound of Noon. For example, in the first verse of Surah Inshiqaq, we have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. As you can see, the Noon Sakin sound in the word السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, the Noon sound is not produced completely and manifestly. It's produced like not completely, incompletely, okay? So these apply to a certain rules of Noon Sakin, which are called Ahkamul Noon Sakin, which we will be discussing later on. So whenever Noon Sakin has a haraka, it's pronounced fully, and also when it has a sukoon and is accompanied by one of the six letters of halqi, only then is Noon produced from this place of articulation, which is the tip of the tongue touching the gum of the two front top incisors, okay? For example, in the second verse of Surah Inshiqaq, we have وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. And the word أَذِنَتْ, we have a noon over there, which has a fatha and is pronounced from this place of articulation of the tip of the tongue. Then we have Ra. Ra, we said that the top of the tip of the tongue touches the gum of the two front top incisors, and the sound of Ra is produced. For example, in the verse وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, we have in the word al-ard, we have the ra sound. And even in the bismillah, we have bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. So this is the ra sound. Of course, ra has specific rules itself that we will not, we don't have time to explain them right now. Inshallah, in the next lessons, we will discuss the rules of ra, which are tarqiq and tafkhim. But we don't have time to discuss them. We're only concerned with the places of articulation of these letters. And the ra, the place of articulation of ra is the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gum of the two top front incisors. Then we have the letters ta, da, and ta again. These three letters have a distinct place of articulation. That means a combination of the tip of the tongue and the top of the tongue, touching a specific place of the plate of the two top front incisors, and they produce the sounds of ta, da, and ta. For ta, we said that al-tariq, al-talaq, these are words that have the ta sound. For dal, we said words like da'wa, for example, da'wa, muddat, or kadihun. For example, in the sixth verse of Surah Inshiqaq, we have Ya ayyuha al-insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadihan famulaqih. In the words kadih and kadh, we have dal, the dal sound. Then we have the ta, which is produced again in the same place where ta and dal are produced. Then we have sa, sin, and za. We already gave examples of words that are produced from this region where the sa and za are produced. And lastly, we have the three letters that, la, and tha. So if we divide the tip of the tongue into a few groups, first of all, we have the place of articulation of noon, number one. The place of articulation of ra, number two. So these are two distinct places of articulation in the tip of the tongue, the place where noon and ra are produced. Then, number three, we have the places of the place of articulation of the three letters ta, da, and ta, number three. Then we have the three letters sa, sa, and za, number four. And lastly, we have the three letters dal, la, and tha. So altogether, the tip of the tongue has five different places of articulation. That is, combination of the tip and the top of the tongue touching different places of the gum and the teeth and the plates and the edges of the teeth. And this is what makes them different. Okay, so we have five different articulation points which give different sounds from the tip of the tongue, okay? So this is the places of articulation of the tip of the tongue, and that's it for this part of the tongue. Inshallah, we will continue our discussions on the remaining places of articulation of the other regions of the tongue other than the tip of the tongue. And the next lessons, inshallah.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Rza, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments or questions, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye.